sacks and stored somewhere in the corn house, or there may have been a special room for storing seeds.
Did you ever see, Earl, first of all, what, after you mow the grass that you're going to use to feed to the cows later, before they used to have baling machines, they'd come along and rake it up, you know.
Yeah.
What do you call those things they rake it up into?
Oh, yes. Well, they had, of course, a special tool made for raking up the mowed grains or grass or sorghum, whichever it was, and after it had lain on the ground for a day or two to be dry enough to be gathered up and made into bundles, I don't remember the name of that tool anymore that he used, but it was like a big rake instead of a small rake for raking up leaves maybe lawn grass. It was a larger tool for raking up grains.
When they tied it up in the bundles, did they have a particular name for the bundles, or was it called bundles?
Yeah, it was just bundles. But to tie them, I remember as a small boy, Dad would go out the day before and cut yucca. Y-U-C-C-A, yucca, which is a plant that grew out in the hills, and particularly along sides of hills. And it has long leaves, the cutting edges, and a point that sticks you if you don't watch it carefully enough. It sticks you in the hand and the finger. Then he had his pocket knife and would cut that maybe one leaf into four pieces, and then early the next morning, when it was still moist enough in the leaves, there would be two of them would be tied together and then thrown over your shoulder, and then as you went along the corn rows to tie the corn bundles, so the corn tops into bundles, then you would use one of those two-piece ties to tie the bundle of corn. But then later on, when the manufacturers made a binding twine, then you could save a lot of work by buying a big bundle of that twine, which wasn't costly at all, and wasn't also had no points or cutting edge to hurt your fingers and your hands.
I bet that could be bad if you weren't wearing gloves with the yucca.
Yes, yeah.
Sometimes they used to pile up hay or grass had been mowed in a great big pile outside the barn. What would you call that?
The hay pile.
Okay. Some people have a separate shelter or a separate building for horses. What would you call